Now let's take a closer look at a group that has been mentioned in passing in news stories recently. It's a group in the middle of the West African outbreak of Ebola. It's Doctors Without Borders, based in Paris. That medical aid agency has been working around the world for more than 40 years, and it has changed the face of humanitarian assistance, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Large boxes packed with medicine, protective suits, and supplies known as Ebola kits are loaded into trucks by forklifts at a massive Doctors Without Borders distribution warehouse that looks like a humanitarian IKEA. Kathy Didieu was a chemical waste consultant in the U.S. before becoming a sanitation and water engineer for Doctors Without Borders 10 years ago. She's just returned from Monrovia, where the group is trying to reopen the hospitals.
A catastrophe, really. There's no other way to say it. It's not like anything I've seen in the 10 years. Even during war, I haven't seen a health system close so fast. The hospitals were empty because they're closed because the health staff isn't there.
Didieu was in Liberia during that country's civil war in 2003. She says Doctors Without Borders was the only humanitarian group that stayed through the conflict. She says it was also the only one operating in war-torn South Sudan that year when she traveled the countryside digging wells to set up health clinics. Doctors Without Borders, known the world over by its French acronym MSF for Médecins Sans Frontières, was founded in 1971 by a group of doctors and journalists who wanted to treat populations suffering in wars and natural disasters and call attention to their plight.
Funny as it may appear, it didn't exist before MSF. There was no humanitarian medical organization before MSF.
That's former Médecins Sans Frontières head Roni Brauman, who led the organization from the mid-80s to 90s. Brauman says it was rough going in the early years because the focus in the developing world was on prevention, not treatment.
In the 80s, I remember being criticized as a kind of medical cowboys.
Medical cowboys who would ride in, distribute their pills, and create what Brauman calls unfulfillable expectations. But that is the nature of healthcare, he says.
We raise the expectations, we spread resistances, we create new diseases by treating old diseases. That's how it works in general. So we thought that in the third world, people had the right to enjoy the benefits and the drawbacks of medical care. It was a kind of fight.
And MSF won that fight, says Brauman. It influenced the humanitarian world in other ways. In the 1980s, MSF denounced the Ethiopian government's population resettlement program, saying it was killing more people than the famine that was sweeping the nation at the time. That got MSF kicked out of the country, but it set a precedent. Silence could mean complicity. International reporter Christopher Dickey has observed Doctors Without Borders over the last four decades. He says the organization has grown, but has never wavered from its original mission to bear witness.
The basic idea remains the same. You will show the world what is happening. You will touch the conscience of the world and thereby try to make things better for people who otherwise would be utterly forgotten.
Médecins Sans Frontières.
Médecins Sans Frontières won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1999. The Nobel Committee said by pointing to the causes of catastrophes, the group had helped expose abuses of power. Today, MSF operates in 67 countries and has 30,000 staff members, most local professionals across the developing world. MSF Dr. Cameron Bopp says he's worked with other humanitarian groups, but always missed the level of motivation and devotion at MSF.
The main thing that's different about MSF from the point of view of someone like me who goes out and works in the field is that when there's an emergency, other organizations say, whoa, this is an emergency. We're going to be there as soon as we get funding. And MSF has the funding. We start right away.
90% of Doctors Without Borders funding is private, coming from a loyal base of 5 million donors. That gives it the independence to speak out and do what's really needed, says Bob, and not just what's best for fundraising. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.